ídolo.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with the guy that will never be NXT pay-per-view prediction champion, Josh Reese.
Andrew.
You don't have to do it every week.
Andrew.
Not every week. People are tired of it, I think.
I was fine with the intro about never being NXT champion again, even though I someday will again. Just like Roddy Strong, I'll have my moment in the sun.
You were never.
Once again, I'll have my moment in the sun.
You never were.
I was fine with that introduction because I thought you were finally going to introduce me as Handsome Josh. You did not introduce me as Handsome Josh, so we must start the show over.
No.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the NXT podcast. I am your host, Handsome Josh, along with normal Andrew Pisano. And off we go. First of all, I just want to make mention and wish all the ladies out there a happy Valentine's Day. And to
Wait. I was going to shut up. I was going to let you do what you did. What is today?
A happy Valentine's Day.
You said Valentine's.
Valentine's Day. And to all the women out there over 5 feet 11.
First of all,
a very, very, very happy Valentine's Day.
The NXT podcast comes out Saturday.
A belated happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. We just recorded.
Listen,
shut up! Shut your fucking mouth. I already had to listen to you for an hour and a half. We just recorded the Raw and SmackDown podcast, and you probably heard it by now, but Josh and Joe talked over each other the whole fucking show, so that was fun.
Listen, it's hard to do a show when Joe's not here. I can't tell when he's going, when I'm going, when I want to go, he's talking. So sometimes it's whoever's talking the loudest is the one that you hear is the point that gets across. That's how it goes. In this podcast, me and Andrew have a great flow back and forth because I can see when he shuts his yapper, which means I must start talking. So there's no silence.
You mean when I like go on my phone to ignore you?
Right. That means it's time for Josh to cut a promo. Exactly. Exactly. And you know what Josh is good at? Josh is great at talking about himself and how handsome and beautiful and gorgeous he is and just how amazing his muscles are. I mean, look at that. I can't even get my shirt over my muscles.
Jeez, why don't you show us the muscles on the bottom of your shirt? You really? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Anyone that was a $5 subscriber just went down. You know what? They're like, you know what? I'd rather listen to it.
Listen.
I put all this time and effort to do the video, and then I should put a censor bar. Maybe I'll put a censor bar for that. That was pretty brutal.
Listen, there's ladies out there that want to see Josh's body.
Some male nipples should be censored, just like female nipples. They all get censored. Some male nipples should be censored.
I like to think my nipples are much more attractive than a couple nipples that we see on a weekly basis on NXT.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. But anyways, like I was trying to say, I was trying to give the ladies a special shout-out on a belated Valentine's. And then it just went off on this.
Valentine's, shut up. You said you're the host now, right?
I'm the host.
Okay,
now.
So recap NXT. Go ahead, because I'm sure you typed notes. So what happened first?
I did not type notes.
So who's the host of the show?
The host of the show is Andrew.
Oh.
And the secondary host is Handsome Josh.
Oh. So you're not the host.
Secondary host.
Okay.
I'll admit I'm second bill. That's fine. But I'm handsome.
Everyone's second build to the prediction champion.
It's only that way because I could not actually read all the questions correctly on the ballot sheet. I had to fill it out immediately. You just threw it at me.
Oh, fuck you.
We come in studio, and Andrew's like, Josh, fill this out. And don't forget to give me a blood test and a urine sample. And I need a couple hair follicles as well. I'm doing all this stuff, and I'm trying to fill out the podcast.
Gotta make sure you can't take Adderall when you do your predictions.
I'm just saying. I was stressed. I could not read every question properly. And I think when we go to the WrestleMania show, you will see that Josh will win NXT takeover.
How does it feel knowing that if you would have
Nolans,
if you would have, you know, put what you wanted to put on the sheet without fucking up, you would have won?
I'm telling you, it doesn't feel good, Andrew. As a dyslexic
person, what was the mistake that Shayna Baszler would win by DQ?
Yeah, it was something.
DQ finished, and Shayna Baszler will win by DQ because Ember Moon will get DQ'd.
It was rough. Yeah, I admit it wasn't my proudest moment, but this is where it might be Fabio's fault. I hate to throw Fabio under the bus.
Who the fuck is Fabio? Fabio Marabia does the prediction.
That's right. I hate to throw him under the bus.
No,
but I mean, if he would make those a little bit easier to read, my dyslexic eyes would not get confused on the questions.
How did you get confused?
Because it's gray on gray. Dyslexic people need blue. We need blue to be able to see correctly.
Oh, so you're well-known colorblind fact. Too?
It's just how it is. For some reason, whenever I read on a gray paper, my eyes get crossed.
There's nothing wrong about what it said. You know what it said. Who's going to win the match?
Yeah, and I didn't understand.
Shayna Baszler's going
to
win.
I meant what's not going to happen.
That doesn't make sense.
I know.
So you thought the question said who's not going to win the match?
That's right. It was so confusing. I just froze.
Wow.
I Atlanta Falcons did. I gave it away.
You're like a year. That's a year old fucking reference. But
listen, that would be perfect for Monday Night Raw, Andrew. Okay. Year old reference.
No. That would be too soon. No. At least 5 years or more.
But I will win once again.
Were you the NXT champion ever?
Oh, I was. And I had a very...
Oh, that's when you walked out when you were the champion,
very
right?
long reign.
You walked out when you were the champion?
I was.
When you did the walkout?
Yeah.
Okay. So, look, we got to recap NXT, okay?
It's been a long night.
Quite frankly, I did not like this episode of NXT, which means I watched 6 hours of shitty wrestling this week.
Yeah, this week was pretty rough.
It starts off with Pete Dunne versus Roderick Strong for the UK Championship, which sounded promising.
Yeah, and but it turns out he can only wrestle Tyler Bate.
It wasn't a bad match.
But it wasn't good.
But it was, hold on, it was Kickout City is what it was.
Yeah.
Roderick Strong hit the Olympic Slam, Kurt Angle's finisher, off the second rope. And Dunn kicked out. That's too much.
Well, it wasn't
that
his backbreaker.
Too much.
It wasn't his backbreaker finisher. But
it's
you have to hit a finisher.
That's like, oh, I shot you in the chest and you kicked out because that's not my finisher.
Yeah, no, duh. Yeah, you have to hit your finisher first.
Uh-huh. Finishers get kicked out of too. It doesn't matter. Roddy later gets Dunn in the stronghold. I'm sorry. It's the lion tamer. You stole it. At least own up to it. Don't pretend like you fucking invented this new fucking move that you're calling the stronghold.
Right, you douche.
But then Dunn gets out of it by pulling Roddy's fingers. Oh no, you pulled my fingers!
Listen.
That's how he wins the match. Right after that, he hits the bitter end, and he wins the match.
Pete Dunn...
That's how he wins.
Pete Dunn loves touching people's fingers.
By pulling his fingers.
Yeah.
Horrible.
He's pretty close to...
Horrible.
I got your nose.
All right. That's not
He's
funny.
Rough. He's bad. Andrew, it's bad. It's
you
bad.
You know what else is... Are you high right now? What's going on?
What do you mean?
Your eyes are red.
Nah, it's allergies or something like that. I've been crying all night. You haven't noticed...
What? Yeah. You've been crying all night?
You haven't noticed that I kept on rubbing eyes during the podcast?
Why were you... Joe's that mean?
He sometimes can be a little bit abusive. I'm just saying. I take a lot for this podcast.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
It's a lot.
Wow. Are you tired? Is that why, too?
Yeah, it's just so much going on in my life. It's too much. I've been single for 3 years. Oh my God. Life's crumbling down on me.
What's wrong with Josh's life?
Too much.
I guess Reese's Pizzas will figure that out.
Lord.
We'll dive right in.
There's plenty. That's a whole nother podcast.
I still think we need to do another special episode where I fix your online profiles. By the way,
there's nothing wrong with
any guys listening. I encourage you to make fake profiles on Plenty of Fish and find Josh and catfish him. That'll be fun.
It'll be hard because I have a specific type of women that I'm looking for. I'm just saying.
Oh, master's degree. You have to have a master's degree. Right. 6 feet tall.
6 feet tall. Have to be Indian.
What?
Yeah, what?
No, that's not it. No.
I love Indian women.
Okay. Indian women.
What?
And then you can catfish Josh. Josh is going to go tomorrow morning. I got 5 messages by... Hold on. 6 feet Indian women? How many of them have you seen? Never once seen a 6 foot Indian woman.
They're rare. I'm telling you.
They don't exist, Josh.
Have to have master's.
You might as well say, oh, the only women I like are from the movie Avatar. The creatures from...
No.
I know, but that's how rare a 6 foot Indian woman is.
I'm just saying, there's a billion Indian women, so I mean, there has to be a few, right?
Now, an Indian woman with a master's degree, sure, but like, I don't know about a 6 foot Indian woman.
Well, I mean, 5'11", sure. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it is what it is.
Tomorrow morning, you're going to have 5 new messages, and you're going to be like so tempted. Oh, no, are these am I getting catfished?
I'm sure catfished.
I'm sure one of them is real.
I would wish, but probably not.
At least, it's better to dream about it than not have it, right?
Oh, every night. Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's fine. You'll talk to some guys that are fans of yours, or not fans.
No, probably not.
And you'll send them your dick pics, and then they'll post them on the internet.
And then
that'll be like Patreon only. You want to see Josh's dick?
Patreon.
And if you don't want to see Josh's dick, that's also Patreon only.
Is that something that people do a lot? I mean, dick pics? I mean, like, I've sent a few in my life. I can't say I've sent a lot.
Okay. I don't know.
You're not going to respond? Do you send dick pics, Andrew?
I've done it a couple times.
Okay. But it's more the male receiving photos of the woman, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I've got that, yeah.
Yeah. But it's not as much outgoing. It's always incoming.
No, you don't want to be like... Hey, you want to see my dick?
Right. Only when requested.
Yeah.
Requested. Yeah. Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hashtag me too.
Me too. Usually once it's requested, it doesn't get a second request.
Oh. That's enough.
Right.
All right. So next. Well, to be fair, like, I'm not looking for when
dick
girls...
pics.
No. When girls are sending sexy pics, I'm not looking for just like a shot of their pussy.
Yeah, neither am I. No.
So like I understand they don't want to see a shot of, you know, my dick.
Right.
Like I'll like an ass shot, sure. You know, yeah, like boobs or something. Like, yeah, like something sexy, like a
right.
Like pretend like you're doing a photo shoot for like Playboy.
Right.
You
know,
that's cool.
Yeah. Or have someone else take the photos for you, like, so it's even better.
Don't spread your lips open. That's not.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Sometimes it's a little bit too graphic. Yeah. Not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like subtlety. A little bit subtlety.
Okay. It's the tease. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Don't spread your lips open. What are we talking about?
How'd we go from
Roddy? You did this again. You always do this.
How'd we go from Roddy Strong to this?
Roderick Strong, pussy. How did we get there?
There's a correlation, but I just can't find it.
Right. So, yeah, Pete Dunne is still the NXT champ.
Pete Dunne is a pussy. There we go.
The United Kingdom champion. Shocker.
Well, I mean, we kind of thought that. I mean, he eventually has to lose it, right? But is he just going to lose it to Tyler Bate?
Yeah.
I mean.
Who? All the other UK guys suck. We don't even know them.
Of course. Dad Bod. I don't think that's his real name, but
I think that is his real name. His wrestler name is Trent Seven.
It should be Dad Bod.
His real name is Dad Bod. But he already copyrighted it.
Now that's a shirt.
Anyways. Oh, God. Yeah.
But I mean. But seriously, what is the trajectory for the UK Championship?
Who the fuck knows?
And it's disappointing.
No idea. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I expect more.
Because he's really not feuding with anyone. It's fine to have a heel make a long run with the title, but he's really not feuding with anyone. So.
No, it's just random match after random match. He fought Johnny Gargano for a random reason.
Right. It was just really weird going, Johnny Gargano, I think it would be so delightful if you would go for the United Kingdom Championship. I think you represent the UK perfectly.
So what American is...
From Virginia. Or, I don't know where he's from, but you know.
So what American is William Regal going to try to fuck over next?
I don't know. What the fuck?
No way, Jose. I think you would really make a great UK championship.
Well, hey, No Way Jose has a match against Velveteen Dream next week because Velveteen Dream did a press conference and he says, No Way Jose brings the fiesta and the Dream brings the experience. Are we back to... Oh, God, Velveteen Dream, what the fuck? This sucks. Because that's where we started, right?
Right.
We started with, here comes Patrick Clark. Why is he wearing eagle pants? Right. Why is he wearing an eagle on his pants? Right. And then he comes out, he's still Patrick Clark, but he's weird. And then he comes out, Velveteen Dream, where he's like, you know, really humping weird. Someone's face right. after a match, mm-hmm. being just overly erotic.
Yeah, way over the top.
Then he has the feud with Aleister Black, and we're like, holy shit. Then he has the match with Aleister Black, and we're like, holy shit, this match was awesome.
Right. And then he fights Cassius Ohno.
He's up here, and then he fights Cassius Ohno. And then he does his press conference, and then, like, you have to drill a hole to fucking go even further down.
Right.
Because this was terrible.
Right.
He also calls out Tyler Bate, because Tyler Bate mentioned him last week, because Tyler Bate, you know, just wants to have this great match. That's all he cares about.
Now... I'm 100 times more interested in Tyler Bate versus Velveteen Dream just because I think it could be good match. But
well, yeah, what the hell is No Way Jose gonna do?
Right. But I was sold on the Dream. I don't know why I just called him the Dream, but whatever.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, I was sold on him with that feud, and I need him to have another good feud so I can buy back in. They've done nothing with him but put him in random matches since he left.
Who else could he feud with that would be good on NXT? There's really no one else.
Right. And that's sad.
It is.
So he just has these random matches.
Yeah.
Johnny Gargano, maybe after this?
He already did.
Well, he had a match, not a feud.
First of all.
Maybe Lars, but no.
Gargano might not be around.
Roddy Strong. He hasn't fought Roddy Strong yet.
Roderick Strong's going to 205 Live.
Yeah, that's right.
NXT, man.
Yeah. Starting to become a little bit of
they
worrisome.
Need to sign some people or make some baby faces.
Right.
Like singles match for singles matches.
Right. They've got plenty of heels.
Yeah. Yeah. So next up, they let Aleister Black talk again.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know, because he, of course, needs to talk. He's great promo.
Does he need to talk?
He's a great promo.
The Undertaker didn't talk for years.
Right.
Because he had a manager.
Well,
and this is basically who he is. So, like,
well, the good news is he wasn't the worst.
This went. I think he was. First of all, I can't believe they didn't edit out the people yelling from the crowd, you suck. Like, he's over as a wrestler. Like, he wrestles, people freak out. Then he comes out on the mic. He talks so fucking slow.
Right.
Long pauses. And every time he pauses, someone in the audience yells, you suck! And then one guy, like, he's like, oh, I have a devil on my back, and that devil's the NXT championship. And then one guy yells, what are you talking about? Because that makes no sense.
Right.
That's like the, oh, I've got a monkey on my back.
Right. But,
oh, I have a devil on my back.
His name is CN.
The crowd was not into it.
No.
But then he gets interrupted by Killian Dane, who comes out and says, the devil isn't on your back. I am. Well, that didn't sound right.
Okay. It was probably pretty close.
No, like, the devil's not on your back, I'm on your back. And then he says, I will not stop until the NXT championship is around my waist. And then Aleister tells him, you crossed me, so now you must fade to black.
And this is where he kicked him in the face.
No, he didn't.
Oh, shit.
he said, you now you must fade to black. Might as well have said rest in peace. He said it the exact same way Undertaker says it. It's three words. Rest in peace. And then he goes, you will fade to black. It's the same thing.
But his eyes didn't roll back in his head.
No, it's not as cool. Right, exactly. It's not as cool as it.
Right.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I hate when they do that. I hate it. Don't just make him the Undertaker.
Well, they like, didn't do a good job with Bray Wyatt.
Similar to the Undertaker, but he's not the Undertaker. Bray Wyatt is similar to Mankind.
Right.
But he's not Mankind. Yeah. There's enough differential. He doesn't go like, have a great day, which is a little different than have a nice day.
Or, right.
That was way too similar. I know all the words are different, but the way he said it, fade.
And the cadence.
To black. Rest in peace.
Right, right.
It's the same exact thing. What is fade to black? Fade to black is you're going to die. That's what fade to black is. Just like in The Sopranos. Well, actually, they cut to black. Sorry. They cut to black.
It was pretty bad.
In The Sopranos.
It was pretty bad.
So next up we have... So I guess he's going to beat Killian Dane before...
WrestleMania?
No, he's going to fight Almas.
No, I'm saying before WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Before TakeOver New Orleans. Right. You always say WrestleMania.
Oh, right, right, right. It's the WrestleMania weekend.
Well, that's like saying, oh, the Hall of Fame. They're going to fight at the Hall of Fame.
It would be amazing. Must watch.
So next up we have TM61 versus two jobbers. TM61 gets the win. But, who cares?
Well, we are on the road to rebuilding TM61.
Two jobbers?
To be better. To be stronger.
But at least the first week they beat the Ely brothers. At least they are...
Jobbers.
At least they are known jobbers. We've seen them. But we've seen them.
They do exist.
And they're big guys.
Right.
Remember, they were the second choice to be the Authors of Pain.
Right.
According to my made-up rumor. But then they fight two small guys who we don't know.
Right.
Why are you going down in matches?
Right.
That's a lesser opponent than the Ely brothers.
Yeah. Well, as we've mentioned before, there is just no tag teams.
There's nothing worse than when, like, it's a tag team match and then they're like, oh, and it's TM61 versus two guys you've never heard of. Ugh.
Well, I guess we're going to start getting a bunch of face versus face tag teams. Tag team matches. Street Profits versus TM61.
You think?
Heavy Machinery versus TM61.
You think?
What else is there?
Right.
Nothing.
I don't know.
Sabatelli and Moss?
The tag division is lost right now.
Right. Because, I mean...
Because they fucked it up. They should have had Sanity win last week, and then they could have traded titles for a while. But if you have if you have the Undisputed on top, they've already beat Authors of Pain now twice. They beat Sanity twice. The feud's over. Oh, I'm sorry. They're getting one more shot. Fuck. Sanity's getting one more shot. That's
No, because last week was the end.
Yeah, but then Ronaldo said, they're going to get one more shot.
Mamma mia.
They're fucking get one more shot. Because they won the more important match.
Right. The... Texas Titty Twister Tornado.
Now NXT's pissing me off.
Yeah, it's been...
Takeovers are still great. Like, you know, Almas and Gargano.
Right.
But it's pissing me off. So, our main event. Can't believe this is the main event. Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's Championship. And there's like 10 minutes left on the show.
Right.
So you know it's going to be short. Ember is still selling her shoulder injury from Takeover, which Shayna attacks the entire match.
Smart, smart. That kinesio tape looked really weird, too. It looked like she had fingers on her arm. It's very strange. I don't know if you noticed that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's whatever. Keep going.
Shayna puts Ember's arm through a steel barricade and pulls on it.
It looked painful.
And the match is still going on. The ref's like, hey, get back in the ring.
Hey, hey.
But then Kairi Sane shows up to get some revenge on Baszler. So the match ends in DQ. Kairi gets some good shots in until Shayna retreats to the stage.
Setting up a...
Triple threat.
Triple threat.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
That's our sounder.
Yes.
So if that's all it takes, I mean, shit, Nikki Cross needs to interfere next week.
No fucking shit. Damn it.
Then Lacey Evans.
The tag team division is fucked.
We'll just have a battle royale.
The tag team division's fucked on right. NXT. The UK title's fucked on NXT.
Right.
The only thing that's not is the NXT championship. It's the only thing they're doing right now.
Are they?
I mean, what is this? Are they? SmackDown and Raw? Almas is a great champion.
Yeah, but what is he doing next week?
Next week he's fighting Gargano.
In a Gargano loser leaves NXT match.
Yeah, but that'll be another really good match. It'll set up.
We hope.
Something. Well, I mean, you know, Gargano's going to fight Ciampa somewhere, right? We don't know where.
205.5.
Shut up. and it looks like, you know, Aleister's going to fight Almas for the title. Yeah. That's good.
At 205 Live.
205 Live. They're both in the tournament.
Probably.
No. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, this was a very uninspiring episode of NXT this week. And it was disappointing because that match last week was... Right.
It breaks your heart because you're like, well, Raw and SmackDown always suck. But you know what?
Right.
You know what? Now I get my savior, NXT. Oh, no.
And you know what? It's especially painful this week because, as me and you both did, we've watched nearly 6 hours of wrestling consecutively. To only be let down even more when we got to NXT.
It all sucked.
Yeah, it was rough. You know what we really should have did? We should have watched 205 Live so we could have been saved.
Really? I can't. I can't do it yet. Just because fans said they had two good shows, I'm not sold yet, guy.
Did they? I'm going to have to check it out.
That's just what people are saying, Josh. That doesn't make it so.
I'm
sure the matches are still flippity doo da, you know, for no reason.
Right.
So.
Probably.
Then there's no difference. Come on. So anyways, who is your worst dress for NXT?
Oh, Killian Dane.
All right. Well, at least he had the jacket on.
There's still a lot of hair showing.
Oh, you didn't like the nipples?
Listen.
But you just showed your nips.
Listen.
You just showed your nips.
Do I need to do it again?
No, Killian Dane? You don't.
Killian Dane's bod or my bod? I'm just saying. My bod better.
I don't.
I have a better bod.
I don't care. To do what? Like, what do you mean, your bod?
I'm just saying.
Doing something with your bod?
No, I'm just saying. Overall, my bod is better than Killian Dane's bod.
Better
I'm willing
looking?
To. Yeah, better looking. I'm in better shape.
Well, I don't know. Let me see again.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I'll show you. I don't mind. No, I'm not ashamed.
But you're not as hairy.
I'm definitely not as hairy.
Because you shave.
A little
I'm
bit.
I'm very hairy. You, I mean, have you seen me?
Let me see you.
This podcast took a turn for the worst. See, this is what happens when you watch so much bad programming.
Right.
You become bad programming.
It's like osmosis.
I'm covered in hair. My chest. Covered in hair. I'm
like Russian bear.
I'm like Killian Dane. But I don't have pink. I don't have bright pink nipples.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So my worst dress was Velveteen Dream.
Man,
like
yeah, the weird
his whole
white tracksuit.
His whole gimmick is that he's fashionable,
right?
And then he dressed like shit. He had like a weird. It's not a do-rag, right? It was like something on his head.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Best dressed.
There really wasn't a lot of options this week. I guess Aleister Black? He was a snappy dresser? I don't know. Who? Kairi Sane?
Aleister Black in a black suit. Get it?
He's a snazzy dresser.
Yes, Kairi Sane.
Okay.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot, but I mean...
Who do you think is hotter?
Okay.
Kairi Sane or Asuka? Because, like, Kairi Sane is more fit. Right. Like, she has the better body. And she might even have the better face, but like to me,
but Asuka has like more personality.
Asuka, yes, it's like she's just sexy. It's like when girls are like, "No, he's not that good looking, but his personality makes up for it."
Yeah, like she
it's
can
like,
work it.
I have that with Asuka.
Right.
Like she's so confident
mm-hmm.
that it's like, damn, she's yeah. So I think like traditionally, Kairi Sane's better looking, but something about Asuka just makes her like, damn.
So you would marry Kairi Sane, but you would spend one night of sweet passion with Asuka.
No, I think I'd do the other way around. Because I think I'm in love with Asuka. Like, she's my favorite women's wrestler.
Asuka is good, but I am with you that Kairi Sane does have the better face. Maybe the overall body.
I used to like really like I think Alexa Bliss is the hottest of them all.
Right.
And Sasha's close there too. Mandy Rose really, but like I was into Sasha for a long time. Then I read a whole, and like, you know, this is stupid because it's all fantasy bullshit. Right. It's not like I'm going to get, like, Sasha's married. Like, not like I'm going to get with Sasha.
Right.
But I was like, yeah, I think, you know, she, like, because Sasha's very nerdy. Like, she's even in anime, which I'm not, but like,
right.
I've never like had like a nerdy girlfriend.
You got to date a girl with a master's degree.
Shut up. That's not what I'm talking about. But like, she likes video games. She likes a lot of stuff that I like. So I was like, yeah, maybe we get along. But then like, you hear the stories of how much of a bitch she is to people. It's like, oh, no, that's not good. You know?
Personality.
So, like, and that's why I also feel like Liv Morgan, because Liv Morgan's, like, you know, like, got a young personality. Like, you know, she's obsessed with sneakers. Like, she wears sneakers, not like, you know, like, she's kind of nerdy, too.
Right. And she dates Tyler Bate.
But then, shut up. She's not dating Tyler Bate anymore. They probably went on a couple of dates. But no, that's the bad thing is she was with Enzo, and who knows what diseases she has now.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah, she's screwed for life.
So if I'm with her, I just got to wrap it up every time. Double wrap it up.
Yeah.
Triple.
Use tinfoil.
Tinfoil. Oh, saran wrap. Worst moments?
That's thinking about that just a second ago.
Yeah.
Worst moment was probably the... You know what? It wasn't the women's championship match because I didn't expect that to be very good, but it was the UK championship match because I expected that to be really good, but I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
I expected it to be very fast paced.
It was.
Was it?
It was a spot fest. They didn't sell any moves. They didn't sell anything.
It wasn't for me.
The only thing they fucking sold was Roderick Strong getting his fingers broken.
Right.
So I guess he's out for a while. His finger's broken.
Oh, Lord.
I had the TM6 one versus the Jobbers because what the fuck? And then best moment? I mean, again, it's like, I don't know, Kairi Sane showing up and kicking some ass,
I guess. Kairi Sane having the save, best moment. Yeah.
That's it.
Like you said, it wasn't just, there wasn't much.
No. It's one of the worst episodes of NXT that we've had to recap.
Certainly this year.
Well, the year is short.
But I'm just saying, it's the leading candidate so far.
But I'd say maybe in like 6 months. I mean, I'd have to. Oh my God, he just sneezed.
Yeah, Jesus. Sorry.
Jesus. Oh yeah, thanks for muting the mic. That really stopped it.
What am I supposed to do?
No, you're supposed to run out of the studio in 0.5 seconds.
It doesn't. You can't do it that quickly.
I know. It's a joke. It's a joke, Josh.
All right. I can't do jokes.
Things are jokes.
I'm sorry. Don't hurt me.
The hell are we talking about? Oh, yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, what was the last really bad episode, and I can't. So it must have been a while.
Yeah, probably so.
Like, it was bad. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so, I mean, it was a pretty fast recap because there wasn't much that happened.
Mm-mm.
So I guess we go right.
There was only three matches. Two, really, because you have the don't count the jobber match.
You really don't. So, yeah. I guess we'll go right into, I'm sorry, I have to do it the right way. And now, it's time for Reese's Pieces. That's my sexiest possible. And now a very post-Valentine's Day edition of Reese's Pieces.
Of knowledge.
I don't like of knowledge. I just like Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces of knowledge?
Because Reese's Pieces is a double entendre.
Hold on.
Double entendre. Did I get that wrong? Maybe double meaning.
So I'm watching. We kind of already talked about it on the Raw and SmackDown podcast.
I hope I didn't just say that. So stupid. Oh no, that is a double a word or phrase open to two interpretations. Oh, thank God. I was like, wait, is that what double entendre means?
But I think it is. Yeah.
You're dyslexic. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know a lot of things, which is weird because I'm a writer. that's the ultimate. I guess that's an oxymoron more than a double entendre.
Do they ever correct you like, hey, that's a run-on sentence?
Sometimes.
Do they tell you?
Mm-hmm.
They do?
Yeah. So what we, like I mentioned, we already kind of talked about it on the Raw and SmackDown podcast, but Buddy Murphy is coming
Joe,
to
pulling an Eric there.
205
giving an NXT
live.
Giving an NXT rumor on the main show.
No, but I'm looking at this like hype video that the WWE put out about Buddy Murphy, and it's like all his highlights in NXT.
Yeah.
But then at like the last 10-15 seconds of it, they have him on a scale. And it says 204.4. So he just barely makes 205 live. And that's funny because there's a referee there. And afterwards, the new general manager's like, yeah, I can't believe you made 205. That's nice.
Oh, Dallas Mavericks. What's his name?
Maverick Carter?
Maverick Carter.
Carter.
Drake Maverick.
Oh, fuck if I care.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. So I mean, who's the next guy that's coming to 205 live?
I mean, is
Roderick Strong?
Is Roderick Strong? Is he like in? I mean, he's gonna win it, right? He's gonna win it. He beat Hideo Itami.
Yeah, I would imagine he's. Well, I mean,
like that should have been the final match, right?
Well, of course, yes. I should have saved that for the end.
Do we have, I'm sorry, we talked about this last week. Do we have the tournament? Do we have the bracket?
No, they still haven't put the fucking bracket
up.
But
did they say everyone who's in it?
205. No, I don't think so. They keep on just bringing out random people every week. 205.
So Buddy Murphy's going to be
live.
In it? Is Buddy Murphy going to be in it?
Yes.
He's in the tournament.
Yes. Championship Jesus. Bracket.
I don't get it.
Championship tournament. It is frustrating.
He's in the tournament. Okay.
So.
Because, like, who the fuck is Strong going to face on the other side?
Right.
Buddy Murphy?
Who's the heel?
Please.
Who's the big heel?
Right.
And
it can't be Buddy Murphy. He's been off TV for over a year.
Well,
no one knows who he is.
Drew Gulak did beat Tony Nese.
He's not a heel, though.
Gabba Gulak's not a heel?
No. Is he doing the.
I don't know what he's doing. I just saw that he won.
I assume he's doing the similar gimmick, right? Where he's goofy. He's kind of goofy.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
That's not really a heel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Because I haven't seen any results on TJP.
I mean, people are telling me, like people say 205 Live is better right now.
Right.
They don't even have, like, a main bad guy in the show. It's just a tournament right now. It's not a show.
Right, it's not
show.
Really a show.
That's not a show.
It might as well be the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Right.
They
it essentially is.
Because fans loved it the first time.
Right.
But it's not a show. Enzo, when Enzo was the champion, he had a stable. That's right. Like rule number one for making a great heel. He was the champion. And he was great on the mic. And Gabba Gulak was also a great thing. It still didn't make me watch 205 Live because the Cruiserweight Championship should just be on Raw. It should just be on one of the shows. It shouldn't have his own show. That's like saying, oh, the Intercontinental Championship has its own show.
Well,
that
will.
Would be stupid.
It's Miz and Mrs.
Good one. But that would be dumb, right?
Right.
The championship should not have his own show. That's stupid. That's why I don't watch it. I wouldn't watch an Intercontinental Championship show. That's dumb.
Well, one of the things that I noticed this week, and I don't know if you noticed it as well, but did you notice what Raw was missing this week?
What?
Cruiserweights.
They had no, huh?
Then no cruiserweights. Not one cruiserweight
match. That's
how
it should be. I mean, that's not how it should be. The cruiserweight should be on Raw, but if you're going to have their own show, they should just have their own show.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
You don't want to have a Total Divas segment on. Oh wait, they do that.
If
they
Triple
have Total
H
Divas matches,
if Triple H is really taking over 205 Live,
yeah.
Could he have just said? Could he have told Vince, just don't put him on the show anymore? I'll just take him to 205 Live, and we'll do my own shit.
That's. I mean, I get the point because it's like if you want people to go to the network, to watch the cruiserweights. That's the only way they can watch the cruiserweights. Because right now, right. you're also giving them, you're also giving the cruiserweights for free.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On Raw. Now, again, I don't think the cruiserweights are special enough to where it's like, oh my God, I got to get the network so I could watch 205 Live.
No. Right. Even if Austin Aries was on it.
Who gets the network for 205 Live? You get the network for the pay-per-views and NXT.
And to watch.
And like, there's, so, I get it. If you're a huge wrestling fan, really, like some of their documentaries and specials are good. Right. Like I watched the Kevin Owens 365. Right. No, it was 24/7, 24/60.
I think
it was. No, it was 365.
Whatever.
And the WrestleMania documentaries of how the show, you know, I didn't watch the new one yet, but I want to. Right. Those are pretty good.
But I agree with you. No one is buying the network only to watch 205 Live.
I'd like to meet the person that's like, yeah. No, I only watch 205 Live.
Yeah, I mean, after that on Tuesday nights, I turn it off.
Right. Oh, I know. I don't watch the pay-per-views. No, no.
No. Well, I mean, not unless, you know, Tony Nese is fighting.
Unless they're in the pre-show match.
That's right. And then I just watch the pre-show.
Even the pre-show match, I can watch that on YouTube. So there's no reason to turn the network on.
So, I don't know. For you, because I don't know if it's something that I might need to watch a little bit more of, but I know you're going to have a hard time because you watch so much already, but I feel like 205 Live might have to fit underneath our purview.
I am not ready to do that. I'm not ready to do that yet. I'm not. I can't. No.
I'm just saying, maybe we're going to have to think about
it. I'm not going to rule it out, but I'm not committing to that right now.
It might be something we talk about for the future, but if they keep on getting better and it is Triple H is the one that's behind it, and we're getting more and more WWE NXT guys on 205 Live, it might be worth it to continue checking it out.
But we really don't care about Roderick Strong.
No, but like we mentioned, I know it sounds stupid, but Johnny Gargano is 100,000,000% going to go to 205 Live.
See, if they would have, this, you could have made it make sense.
Of course.
You have both of them declare on NXT, like Johnny Gargano, hey, I'm coming for the Cruiserweight Championship at 205 Live.
Right.
And then you have Ciampa come out the next week or whenever, be like, you know, like Gargano, I fucking hate you. You know, he still hates him. And he's going to kill his dream once again because I'm going for the Cruiserweight Championship as well.
That would be amazing.
And they're on the opposite sides of the brackets.
Right.
They keep winning, they win, and then they meet at WrestleMania. Don't put it on the pre-show, you motherfuckers.
Oh,
because it's Gargano and Ciampa. I'm telling you the right way to do it.
Oh, no, I agree.
Because this is not happening.
No.
And then you have them fight for the Cruiserweight Championship. Then you just fucking might get me interested in 205 Live. You want 205 Live recaps? Do that. And that would probably get me interested. I'd have to see it.
Right.
I'd have to.
It's unfortunate. That would be amazing.
But if you put them on 205 Live just to have a normal match for nothing on 205 Live, fuck you.
It would probably be a first-round matchup.
See, fuck you.
I agree. What you laid out would be the penultimate. But
I just thought of this at the top of my head. It's easy stuff. Right. I'm not claiming to be a creative genius, even though I am. But like in this case, it's so simple.
Right.
An idiot could have thought of this.
An idiot did.
Watch your mouth. But it's that simple. It's just that easy. It's who's the most popular guy in WWE? He wins the Rumble. That's how they used to do it. He wins the Royal Rumble. Or who's the biggest heel who has the most heat? He wins the Royal Rumble.
Right.
Like, that's how they pushed guys back then. Now it's like, hey, who gets some of the cheers, but really people hate him? Roman Reigns, Rumble.
Which one do the kids like?
Now, it's okay, Roman we have to give them credit because they gave Nakamura and Asuka the wins, who are two very over superstars.
Right.
This year. But mostly they've been screwing it up lately.
Right. 9 times out of 10, it's the wrong choice.
The wrong choice.
The wrong choice. So, I don't know. It's
That'd be so great if they did that tournament like that.
It would have been amazing. And the thing is, because...
You know what? And change the fucking title. You know, you rebooted the show. You rebooted the show. Reboot the title. Right. The title sucks.
You don't like the purple title?
Oh, give me a fucking break. You're joking with me, right?
I'm joking with you.
What's worse, that or the universal title? It's got to be the purple title, right?
Purple.
It's purple.
Purple.
That's not even a manly color. The whole show is purple.
I don't know why they need to be colored belts anyways.
No, exactly.
I'm waiting for the yellow belt.
They had that. The Intercontinental title, I think, was yellow.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I think
awful.
When Razor Ramon had it.
Oh, that's bullshit.
They used to do that. It is bullshit. They used to do that a lot back in the day.
So we've spent a lot of time on 205 Live.
Yes.
So we'll move on to something else.
We basically are recapping 205. Fuck! You tricked me. We are recapping 205 Live.
Wait for next week.
Tyler or Gabagulak advanced.
Well, the funny thing is because we don't know exactly.
We can do that. I don't mind doing that. We can recap it. I just don't have to watch it. We can just read the results and talk about it. That's fine.
Well,
don't make me watch
Gabagulak did advance.
Who did he beat?
He beat Tony Nese.
So then he's a face. Why is he fighting heel Tony Nese?
I have no clue.
That he's a face now.
And then a guy named Mark Andrews defeated
Akira
Tozawa.
That's the British guy. Remember he tagged with Pete Dunne on NXT?
Oh, really?
Yes.
And he beat Akira Tozawa?
Yeah.
Okay, sure, whatever.
You don't remember Mark Andrews? They were like, oh, he's been wrestling since he was 14.
Mm-mm. Oh, so this is what was announced for next week. Mustafa Ali versus Gentleman Jack Gallagher. And then Buddy Murphy versus Arya Divari. So, basically, hold on.
So, David Tommy's part 205 Live. Roderick Strong comes, beats him. Who else is new that... Buddy Murphy's going to fight.
Murphy.
He's going to win.
Probably.
Who else is new? Anyone else?
I don't think so.
But it's like, they're basically like saying like, yeah, it wasn't working with these guys. We got to bring a bunch of new guys who are already established. Not that Buddy Murphy's established, but... Yeah.
Maybe they'll pop for him.
Who
knows?
Hideo got a first round exit. It's weird.
Right.
It's almost as if, like, I mean, I think we said this last week. Like, we're expected that I would be shocked if he's released tomorrow, you know?
Could be coming soon.
Why would he be a first round exit?
205 Live.
They were hyping the fuck out of him coming to 205 Live.
I agree. It's very, very interesting booking.
He's got to be going. I don't know.
Well, the more interesting thing is like, we don't actually know what the bracket looks like still. So, I mean, eventually maybe we could get Ciampa and Gargano. It's a make-believe bracket. So, I mean, who knows?
I guess, if he loses Dalmas, I mean, he's not going to win the championship next week. So I guess he's going to lose.
Right.
And then I guess he could be like, well, bye, guys.
Hey, I weigh less than 200
pounds.
I'm going
to 205 Live. Yeah.
I don't even have to get on
Ciampa
the scale.
Be like, I'm going to 205 Live. Make it.
I'll be there.
Like, but you have to say it on NXT. You have to say it on NXT to be like, I'm going to 205 Live. I'm in the tournament. And then Ciampa's like, I'm in the tournament too.
Right.
So, go to 205 Live to see that. You have to show it on NXT.
It is stupid how they don't ever.
Not just they're gone, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're on NXT now. Hi.
Right.
That's dumb.
I always found it dumb why they can't join the universes. Like, it's always apart.
Right. It's like Marvel DC.
Well, this would be more like the DC universe. The DC on Netflix is way different than the DC in the movies.
Netflix?
Netflix.
You mean Marvel. It's Marvel shows.
Oh, well, yeah, that is way different. Yeah. But no, I'm just saying, like, why can't a champion, like, every time someone comes out and they leave, they just leave, and then they end up showing up somewhere else. Why can't they say, I'll be going to wherever?
Well, they have sometimes, like Asuka. Well, she didn't say when
she
left.
No, she didn't even say that. Regal is like, well, I'm in talks with SmackDown and Raw.
I mean, I get it. You want it to be a surprise, but since Gargano's going to get kicked out of NXT, then that would make sense for, like, because that's a sad goodbye.
Right.
Because he lost and he's, and you know, it's like, oh, I failed. But like, if you like, you know, if maybe Regal comes out, he's like, oh, I just got you a contract at 205 Live. And then, of course, Gargano would be like, oh, I don't want to go there.
Too fucking bad.
Yeah. I just think in this case, because it's 205 Live, if you go to Raw and SmackDown, everyone's going to see you on Raw and SmackDown. So you don't have to make it a surprise. Right, I mean, you can make it a surprise because everyone's going to see you there anyway. If you just randomly show up on 205 Live, no one's watching.
Right. And I think the more ironic thing is that is it still live? Is it live anymore?
It is.
Okay.
But now after SmackDown ends, they film the Mix Max Challenge. That's live.
Mm.
And then 205 Live airs after that.
Okay. So maybe it's not ironic. All right. No. I thought it was done.
That's not even, I don't know.
It would be ironic if it wasn't live. let's just, this is the last thing I'll talk about on Reese's Pieces of Knowledge. So someone on Reddit posted, who are the top 10 in-ring wrestlers of the 21st century? This list was...
Well, better not be a bunch of indie fucks.
Couple. Okay. This list was Okada number one.
Nope.
Styles number two.
Nope.
Daniel Bryan number three.
Nope.
Omega number four.
Nope.
Tanahashi number five.
It's all fucking New Japan guys.
Six, Shawn Michaels.
That's number one.
Seven, Kurt Angle. Six, Samoa Joe. Nine, Kobayashi.
Samoa Joe.
And 10, I think you'll find this one funny. 10, Cassius Ohno.
You know, fuck. This is Reddit.
It's
a random person on Reddit.
Right.
How does he
it
have
just
any,
gets people talking? It just gets
How
people
does
talking.
Does he have any merit? He's
he doesn't.
No one.
It just gets
Why would
people
you bring
talking.
That up?
It's just
if someone,
a post.
If someone famous said that, you could even fucking well Meltzer would piss me off too because he's just gonna say a bunch of Japanese guys. But like, if like you know someone famous, like if Paul Heyman did something, then that would make sense.
I agree,
Josh,
but
not
like
a random Reddit post that is just there to troll people.
It's just
a New Japan fanboy
wanted to give us a little of a talking point, and I wanted to pick your brain since you've been watching wrestling for a really long time. Bridge in all from back then to now. Who's the top five? Because I imagine you got some new wrestlers in your top five. Kevin Owens is probably up there, right? Maybe.
Oh, well, say it again. In-ring performers?
In-ring.
Okay, Shawn Michaels number one.
Okay.
It's not close.
Okay.
And you're putting me on the spot. You still told me before the show I could have done my research.
It's okay.
But like off the top of my head.
Off the top of your head. Yeah.
The 21st century?
Yeah.
Only 21st century?
Only 21st century. I mean, it is...
The Rock kind of left... Early.
Okay.
The Rock, like, left in 2000. I mean,
is Styles
he stopped being
up there?
Full-time, like, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Probably, yeah, top five. But The Rock, top five all-time, probably, in-ring performers, if you're counting the 20th century. But 21st century, okay, fine. Shawn Michaels is number one. And then in no particular order after that, sure, Styles.
Jericho, maybe? See, because it gets tough, right?
Well, that's why I needed time to do this.
Well, I'm putting you on the spot because these are your instant reactions. I imagine Cassius Ohno is not in your top five.
You motherfucker.
I mean, Daniel Bryan, this guy had him number three.
Nah. I don't know, maybe. God. If you should have said this first, I could have done some fucking research, man.
Well, okay. Well, I'll just give you some of the wrestlers that I enjoy watching right now, just because I've been watching it so limitedly. John Cena would definitely be in my five.
No.
Kevin Owens.
Not in-ring performer.
John Cena, I think, is really fun watching in the ring, especially on big pay-per-view matches. He always has something fun and unique that he pulls out.
Yeah, when he's fighting Styles, they put on a great match.
That's true. Him and Styles, they had some
Styles
good chemistry.
Gets the most out
Kevin
of
Owens is great against anyone. Sami Zayn, also great against anyone. I loved watching
We're
Chris
talking
Jericho.
In-ring performers.
Right.
That does not mean they're great on the mic. This is
no,
just solely
I'm
in-ring.
I'm just talking in-ring.
Gargano has to be in there. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He gets you emotionally invested in every fucking match because he's such a great
That's true.
In-ring
That's
performer,
true.
And he
That's
tells
true.
The best stories
That's
in the
true.
Ring. It's ridiculous.
Right,
so Gargano
right.
has to be in there.
Very true. Very
so
true.
So Gargano, Styles, Shawn Michaels, Apollo Crews. No. Oh man, I'm just looking at
Cesar Bononi. Cesar Bononi. Hey, he won Breakout Star of the Year or Future Star of the Year, Future Star of NXT.
Yeah,
Cesar Bononi. Oh Jesus. This guy also had honorable mention. CM Punk.
Rollins. Yeah, CM Punk.
CM Punk. I've never got to watch him work.
CM Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Give me some good matches I should check out of CM Punk.
Oh, him and Cena. They always had great matches.
Okay.
The Money in the Bank when he beat Cena and ran away with the title. Then okay. I think they fought again at SummerSlam, and they were both really good matches. They always had great. They had a really good match on Raw where Cena finally beat him. Because like that was the thing. Like he was gonna fight. It was like, I think it was for the right to fight The Rock, even though Cena won the Rumble. He still had to. Or did he win the Rumble? Fuck. Man, my memories. No, he did win the Rumble. But then I think he also put it on the line. They do this every fucking time. He won the Rumble, but then he put his main event WrestleMania, or you know, his title match on the line against CM Punk.
Right.
Because they were like, because Punk was like, "You never beat me. I've always beaten you." And then finally Cena beat him on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was a really good match. They always put on great matches together.
I'll have to check some of that out, because I've seen CM Punk in the Royal Rumbles before. Yeah. But I've never seen him like in a singles match.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much all I had for Reese's Pieces.
Reese's
Pieces. Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces?
Reese's.
Reese?
Pieces.
Pee-pee?
Of knowledge.
All right.
So do you have any of Andrew's opinions?
I already gave them, I think, didn't I?
Yeah, you gave a lot of them.
Very dramatically, I believe.
You gave a lot of them on NXT.
Oh, Ziggler. Dolph fucking Ziggler.
Ziggler's in your top five?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. So that's four I have now, right? I got Shawn Michaels, Ziggler, Gargano, Styles.
Styles.
So I need one more.
Chris Benoit?
No. He wasn't alive in the... Well, he was for... I think it was 05. I don't remember.
Eddie Guerrero?
He's up there. I wasn't the biggest Guerrero fan, but he was great in the ring.
Chris Jericho. Jericho always has really fun matches.
Yeah, but he's just... I mean, no, he's a great wrestler. He is. But it's more of the personality with Jericho. He does put on good matches, though. So maybe, yeah, maybe. All right, we're done with that. Let's go to fan questions. Oh, R-Truth. No, I'm just kidding.
Has he retired?
God, I wish.
He might win the Arnold Month.
No. Did you just turn into Roderick Strong?
He might win,
you know,
the
what?
Andre Giant Battle Royal.
Battle Royal? Oh, all right, I think your talking's over. I think you're done.
Yeah,
I
can't do it.
I think you
today.
Ran out of words.
I'm done.
You know what? The Undertaker, there you go. Number five.
Okay.
Because he was still great up until like 2010. The match with Shawn Michaels was 2009. The first WrestleMania match with Shawn Michaels, I think, was 2009, which is the best match of all time. That had a lot to do with Undertaker, too. Like, obviously, these last five years have not been good with Undertaker, but still, 21st century, the first 10 years,
I feel bad that my...
And the fact that he's such a big guy, I mean, Edge was really good, too. It's just tough, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to fan questions.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of this. Mark Maravillas, not a question, but I just wanted to say how much I appreciate Josh. He's handsome, intelligent, and an amazing human being. Fuck all the haters. They're just jealous they can't grow luscious hair to put it in a ponytail. Similar to how Josh does. Josh's love, Josh's life, with kind love and regards, Mark.
Mark. That's such a sweet and thoughtful post.
Hold on.
You know
a
what?
A Hold
happy, a happy belated Valentine's Day to you too.
Mark Maravillas has been a fan for years on this podcast.
Right.
Maybe since the beginning. I don't know exactly, but a long time. This whole fucking time, Josh. This whole fucking time, you've been posting as Mark Miravillis. This whole fucking time, dude.
No, I didn't Are you kidding me? I didn't have time to write that
this
myself.
This whole time, Mark Miravillis, he sends questions in every week.
I appreciate the post.
I think he's even on. He's been a Patreon supporter. You've been paying us.
I appreciate
Josh,
it, Mark.
You've been paying us just to get your questions.
Thank you, Mark.
Just to get. Wow.
Mark, you rule.
Just spreading the Josh love, Josh.
I bet you, Mark.
You have burner accounts?
I bet you, Mark, loves
you're like Kevin
Reese's Pieces.
You're like Kevin Durant defending himself with fake accounts on Twitter?
I do own a lot of Twitter accounts.
You do.
But Mark Maravillis is not one of them. But I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you. Special wink, buddy. Wink.
Yeah, great. You wink to yourself. I can't believe it. I thought Mark was a real person. I even know what he looks like.
He's his
avatar. That's crazy. Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Mitch Starr, would you rather have seen Neville on the UK? On the UK? I guess the UK division?
Not really.
Or Raw, SmackDown, or NXT again?
Raw.
Yeah, sure. Oh, the UK show, he meant to say.
Yeah. I understand.
Again, wasn't it like 6 months ago they said they were going to have a UK show with Jim Ross? That never happened.
Oh, yeah. No, it did not.
They were like, oh, no, 205 Live sucks. Oh, okay. This is going to suck too? All right. Because then imagine that. They'd probably film that after Raw. And you're right. Just adding another hour to Raw. Good God. To the people going to the show. Oh, yeah, we'll get home at 1 a.m. Cool. Gets out at midnight. Krell Johnson, what does a lonely guy like Josh do on Valentine's Day? He records a podcast.
He records two podcasts.
Look,
not just one.
Josh and I gave up our Valentine's dates. We told them, look, honey, it's going to have to be another night because we have to do the podcast. Right, Josh?
More Andrew than Josh.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. At least you have someone waiting for you when you get home.
The podcast comes for, I don't know if I do actually tonight. I think I'm going home alone. Actually, you're coming with me.
Maybe you're Mark Maravillis.
Maybe we should stop at Walmart and get some chocolate.
Yeah.
All right. That's all for fan questions. So that's all for the NXT podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Oh, hold on, one more.
This is
from Joel Rosario. Who will win in an Elimination Chamber match between Joe, Andrew, Michael Cole, Eric, Josh, or Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Well, I mean, Stone Cold.
Probably.
But I mean, I would probably
be eliminated first.
No, I would be runner up. I would get the last stunner.
You're not. No,
I would get the last stunner.
You don't deserve to sell the stunner. I've been preparing my whole life to sell a stunner from Stone Cold.
You know what's bad? I would do the worst, shittiest sell of the stunner.
Yeah, that's why you don't get to.
I'd roll over like Linda McMahon.
Oh, please. Linda didn't even take a stunner. She got stunned by the air. It was the worst stunner ever.
Now, the real question is, who is this person? Joel?
Yeah.
Joel. Andrew, who would take the worst stunner? Joe, Eric, me?
You.
Michael Cole? Me?
You. Well, yeah. What? You think you could sell a stunner well?
No, I probably wouldn't.
I know Joe would go all out because he's like, you know.
You do the whole jump back in the air. Oh, God.
Well, hold on. There's a right way to, well, there's only a couple of people that have done that. You're supposed to take the stunner. You're supposed to fall to your knees.
Right.
Now, Rusev has taken a, but the way to, you know, Rusev has done it where he didn't fall to his knees. He just jumped back up. Scott Hall's done the same thing, and they're fun. Like, they're cool.
Right.
But you have to fall to your knees to take a real stunner.
Oh, I don't want to do that. It hurt my knees.
That's why The Rock was the best at it.
Right.
So, yes, thank you to everyone who is listening to this or watching it, because that means you are supporting us on Patreon. We appreciate that.
Make sure to tell a friend.
Oh, my God, he's talking. You ran out of words.
You don't want people to tell friends?
Yes, yes, tell friends.
Tell friend.
Tell friends.
Friends. Sorry.
Tell your Valentine's date.
Yeah.
If you haven't already.
Yeah. A man or a woman, because, you know. Men can date men and women can date women.
I should have said this on Raw and SmackDown, but I'm planning on turning my office in my house into a recording studio.
Oh?
So we could record there.
Oh, so we don't have to make an extra half an hour drive to the city?
Right.
Oh?
With professional mics, kind of like these.
But can I go
our own studio?
Can I go shirtless?
And I'm going to like, we're going to decorate it with all of our shit. We're going to have a nice table. And maybe the video would even be better because I'll use my camera. So it'll just be like a medium shot of everyone at the table. It'll be nice. Right. I'm excited to do it.
And if Andrew upsets me, I can put him through the table.
I don't know about that. But it costs a lot of money. So we appreciate everyone that's supporting us on Patreon because all of the money for the next few months is going to go towards that.
You're the real MVP.
Yeah. But I'm excited to work on it. We're going to get started pretty soon here. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it true? It's damn true?
It's happening. Yeah.
You missed it. It's okay.
All right. Anyways.
You've been awake too late. Too early? Too late.
Too early, yeah.
Whatever.
Both, actually.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with